Five Things, Leverage, OT3, Dancer AU, by Lady Ragnell, read by Night Tracer. Summary. Five dances the three of them do together. And what started it all. 1. Elliot always catches her, no matter if his back is turned, if she starts her leap too soon. Elliot catches her. Once, when he can't slow her momentum enough to catch her safely, he just spins some of it off and tosses her to Hardison, like she's light as a feather. Hardison catches her too, even if he always swears that he'd rather partner her on the ground than Elliot can do all the heavy lifting. She likes leaping and seeing if they catch her, so there's always at least one number in their show that's more gymnastics than it is dance. And Parker loves it when it's choreographed, almost as much as she loves it when she can take them by surprise and see just how unsurprised they are. 2. You've seriously never danced in a club? Hardison asks, loud, over the sound of the music. Parker scowls at him. When would I?
It's not that hard, Parker, says Elliot. You just move to the music and try to stay on the ground.
It turns out that it's the one kind of dancing Parker can't do, but she has fun anyway, in between the two of them on the dance floor. She even talks Elliot into lifting her, once. 3.
What are you still doing in here?
Parker glances over at Elliot and then continues trying to copy his body language, the moves he uses when he's doing his martial arts-inspired solo work. Choreographing.
Hardison, she's in here!
Elliot calls over his shoulder and comes in.
You need to keep your hands higher. What are you doing?
We use too much ballet and modern and hip-hop and not enough of what you do. I'm adapting. What can we do? Hardison appears in the doorway and Elliot comes over to her, adjusting her shoulders and her stance.
Hardison, we're putting off dinner. I'm giving you two a lesson. Come in here and show me how your roundhouse is.
4. Slow dancing is boring, but there's not a lot of space on the dance floor for anything else, so Parker deals with it. She doesn't like it, though, that Elliot's on the sidelines, sitting there frowning at the appetizers like they offended him somehow. So after a song, she tugs on Hardison's arm and looks over at him. Hardison, picking up her cues like he always does, twirls her over to the side of the dance floor, and both of them hold out a hand, right on cue. Elliot looks like he's maybe going to object, but it's Nate and Sophie's wedding, and he must want to dance too. So after a second, he grabs their hands, and just like that, they're a little slow dancing circle. Not just Hardison and her anymore. She likes that. 5. Parker never really understood why anyone compared sex to dancing before she had sex with Hardison and Elliot. It isn't that the movements are choreographed in bed like they are on stage. It's just the way their bodies move in space. How Hardison knows where Elliot is going to be, and Elliot knows just the angle Parker wants her leg at, and Parker can find Hardison's mouth so she can kiss him, no matter how lost in it they all are. She can almost hear the music playing. Plus one. Those ones, says Parker, when she walks into the practice space and catches sight of two men she doesn't know, one of them doing what looks like judo, and the other one doing some kind of modern hip-hop combo she's going to have to analyse later.
Excuse me,
says Nathan Ford, who's trying to put a benefit show together and talked her into it, promising whatever creative control she wanted for her act. Parker nods at them.
I want to dance with them. Creative control, right?
They're solo acts, too, says Ford, with his eyebrows up, looking at Parker like he's not sure she's serious. He doesn't know her yet. And you're a ballerina. I would think the styles would be incompatible.
No, we're dancing together, says Parker,
and goes over to talk them into it. The end.